希望你们跟我一样喜欢这首诗歌。
I hope that you like this hymn as much as I do.
因为我们每一个人都需要爱以及被爱。
Because all of us need to love and be loved.
那其实我们一生的过程里面呢，光是在爱跟被爱的事情上面，就一直的不断的学习。
Over the course of our lives, we are continually learning about loving and being loved.
那在我们的前一代，就是我们的父母亲所教给我们的东西，而且是我们在很小时候学的时候呢？
From our parents' generation and even in our childhood.
那个时候我们学到的爱以及被爱，其实就很深刻的影响到我们今天如何的爱以及被爱。
What we learned about love and being loved during our childhood impacts us even today.
我现在首先要讲的是说，我们每个人其实都是很正常、很 OK 的。
What I'd like to say is that all of us are very normal.
因为我们看自己的东西，我们看到自己的时候，其实我们自己是觉得是对的。
Because when we see ourselves, we think we are right.
可是因为我们现在比较能够去证明说，我们的视觉，就是我们的看东西的眼光，一直传到我们大脑里面的这个图像，其实是有差异的，有一个不一样的东西。
Now we realize that what we observe with our eyes and what we can process with our brain is different.
所以我们一般的人我们会知道说，一般我们会用一个什么blind spot， 说我们本身的眼睛就是有盲点的。
This is what we call a blind spot.
但是科学家现在真的帮助了我们看见从图像一直进到视觉转换成message 到我们的大脑的时候，其实它中间有一个过程是有落差，是不一样的。
Scientists now have helped us understand that what we observe with our eyes and that is being processed within our brain, there is a gap, there is a difference.
所以第一，我们先天上就有不足的地方。
First of all, we know that there is a difference.
可是因为我们是已经习惯了，从 baby 开始，我们习惯看东西、听东西，就是用这样的方式，所以我们不觉得我们其实先天上有不足的地方。
Even though there is an actual difference, because we've been trained from our childhood, to believe in this, we don't see this blind spot.
所以圣经就一直教我们说，我们要看别人比自己好，还有我们要谦卑。
The Bible teaches us that we must look upon others as better than ourselves and to be humble.
那是因为我们现在的证明说我们真的会看错。
That is to explain that our sight is inaccurate.
那因为我们都算很年轻的人，对不对？
And because I consider us to be quite young.
我们才有办法接受现在比较科学家帮助我们证明出比较新的东西，而且是合乎圣经的道理。
Because we are so young, then we can understand that what is recorded in the Bible and what the scientists have found is the same.
因为有一次呢，我被一个教会去邀请去讲老人的团契。
Once I was invited to speak before an elderly fellowship.
对，因为他们说，哦，有时候头很痛啊，要面对这些老人家。
They said to me, sometimes it's so difficult to come face to face with these elderly members.
就说老师，你不可以只讲年轻人，你也要讲一讲老人。
And they said to me, teacher, you must talk not only of the youth but also of the elderly.
我真的很相信，就去了。
I believe this and I went.
就我发现老人是不能讲的。
I discovered that I can actually talk about the elderly.
我光是讲说我们天生上面看东西会不准哦，不准，哇，不行。
When I told them that what we see is actually inaccurate, they couldn't accept it.
从此我不再接老人团契。
From that moment on, I actually don't speak to elderly fellowships.
所以我看到你们都很年轻，我就觉得 OK， 我可以讲一些稍微刺激一点、新一点的东西。
When I see that you are all so young, I can talk about topics that are more stimulating and new.
所以好像刚刚前面那一节我就不敢讲。
I wouldn't be able to speak that first section. I discuss right now.
所以现在这个时间一直到五点钟，我们要享受，我们要尽量的享受愉快欢乐，这样好吗？
From now until 5 o'clock, we will enjoy and be happy.
因为我首先想要介绍一下，我们其实我们刚刚讲到先天上是不足够的。
What we see is just not sufficient.
对，那不足够就是说， 以现在人你们比较真的感觉到就是我们有 disable 的地方，残障。
We could consider this a disability.
可是因为我随便说你们残障就很刺激，对不对？
But if I say to you that you are disabled, it will impact you.
那像我们在学，我们真的知道每一个人都有残障的地方。
But as we learn, we'll find that every person has some type of disability.
那有的人听力就是，他就是听人家的话都会听错，残障。
Some have a disability in regards to their listening skills.
有的人一出口就是会伤别人，那也残障。那是残障。
It is their disability.
因为从他的耳朵听到他说的话，他觉得是 beautiful.
When they hear what they say, they think it just sounds so beautiful.
别人听到就很 hurtful.
But then when other people hear those same words, they feel hurt.
所以就这个就叫残障啊。
This is a disability.
比如说，因为我们很难去体会残障，所以我就又不能随便形容，就是说，就是残障。
This is disability.
对，就残障啊。然后第一我们。你们 OK 了，心情。第一，我们有残障。
The first point is we have a disability.
第二，我们后来被教的时候，被残障的人教。
Secondly, when we were taught, we were taught by people who were disabled.
这样很刺激吗？
It's pretty shocking.
好，就是说，你要现在认识这个事实，这叫事实哦。
We must understand this fact.
你一定要。原谅我，就我没有在批评，我是讲事实。
You must forgive me because this is not a criticism but truth.
因为你们已经同意第一点，就是我们人是残障。
We agreed on the first point, which is we are all flawed and disabled.
那教你们长大的人也是一个人。
Those who brought you up are also people.
我比较不敢讲父母这两个字，因为很刺激，就也是一个人教你，对不对？
So the people who brought you up were people.
所以你可以想象吗？残障教残障。
Imagine the disabled are teaching the disabled.
你想我在老人团契怎么活得下来？
I can't survive in an elderly fellowship.
他们站起来就说：“你几岁哈？你凭什么讲我们残障啊？”就他们真的是残障。好，对不起，不能这样。对不起，我就是这是我的缺点啊，就不要乱讲。好，就是说哈，就是说我们教我们的人，其实在看东西上面也有一些偏差，这样好不好？
We also see a difference, a dissonance when the people who are teaching us.
所以在那个年代，在那个年代，就是我们父母亲，我们还是 baby 啦。我们父母亲教我们的那个年代的时候呢，很多的东西还没有这么今天这么清楚，可是他教我们。
When we were being educated by our parents in our childhood, we didn't have so many advancements, but they still instructed us.
对，那我们就接受。
We received this education.
我就长成今天这样。
We became this way.
然后我们就结婚。
Then we got married.
我们开始教我们的下一代。
We started teaching our next generation.
我不知道你们现在的经验有多少。
I'm not clear on what your experience might be.
你们不知道有没有有一天或是有几次会感觉你教孩子的。样子很像你妈妈。
You might notice that when you're teaching your own children, you will remember your own mother.
妈妈特别会有感觉，就你说话的方式，最后会有点像你的妈妈。
The way you say things might sound like your own mother.
可是那个年代你还没有小孩的时候，你会一直说：“我以后当妈妈一定不要像我妈妈。”
But before you had children, you will say, "I will never be like my mom."
可是你真的就变成你妈妈。
And yet you became your mother.
有没有发现残障？
This is how you discover your disability.
就是你不愿意，但是你会做。
Even though you are unwilling to be that way, but you became that way.
这节课我们要来聊这一块。
We need to understand this concept.
我们是怎么样长大的？
How are we raised?
那个长大的过程当中，我们领受多少的东西，而影响到我们今天教孩子？
When we are being raised, what do we receive that is impacting how we teach our children today?
所以 OK 啊，我们要继续聊了。
We will continue our discussion.
Continue. 那我们要 continue 的时候呢，就要来先介绍一下男生弟兄跟姐妹的不同在哪里。
We will now introduce the main difference between brothers and sisters.
可能你们已经有很多的学习，我只是提一提给你们听。
You may have already learned many of these concepts already.
你知道我们男生跟女生的大脑的整个的线路神经的线路结构是不一样的。
We know that the nervous structure of the brain is completely different.
那么呢，这个东西深深的影响，一个男人跟一个女人看东西的 perspective 是不同的。
Because of this different neurological structure, then the way that we perceive things is different for men and women.
你们可知道女人的大脑天生上，她们整个的传导神经的线路，就是那个，如果她拉成一条水管的话，她的线路是比男生长很多。
The neural connections in a woman's brain are much, much longer than that of a male.
为什么要讲这个？
Why should we bring up this point?
你们有没有印象，在创世纪的时候，神当初要创造女人之前说了几句话
？Do you remember what phrases God said before He created women in the book of Genesis？
为什么要创造女人
？Why were women created？
帮助他。
To help him。
好，那现在问你们第二个问题。
Now my second question to you。
谁比较厉害
？Who's strong？ Who's more capable？
没有啦，帮助人家的人比较厉害。
The person who does the helping is more capable.
不要自己就说女人这样，这节课会上不下去哈，因为弟兄已经够少了，他们很怕这一节通通跑掉了。这一节完全要讲男人的不是。
We're talking about the shortcomings of mankind.
你们要坚强一点哈。
Be stronger, brothers.
这因为这是事实哈，所以残障人士你们要听，他们被一开始设计出来的 brain 那个大脑就已经是先进的东西。
The design of the female brain was already more advanced.
这样你听懂了吗？意思是说我们比较低等。
In other words, male brains are lesser.
有人接受了哈，低等。那他们是高等的，我们是低等的。
The female brain is superior and the male brain is inferior.
因为他被赋予的责任是帮助者。
Moreover, the responsibility women were given was to help men.
神秘的事情来了。
This is quite mysterious.
你们比较高，对不对？比较厉害。
Women are more capable.
可是他说，男人是头。
And yet men are the head.
咽不下这口气。
Women can't take this.
就是你明明是高等的，高级的。
Even though you're superior as a woman.
你要去黏在一个低级的头下面。
You must be adhered to an inferior head.
你有没有想过这个道理？很奇妙哦。好奇妙。那今天的科学家才告诉我们这件事哦。
Then the scientists today tell us.
可是神就没有那个科学，什么科学？他就规定你说你就是身体。
Yet God designed women to be the body.
难就难在这。
And this is a challenge.
你想想看哦，一个比较厉害的人 ，OK？
Someone who is superior and more capable.
好，我们不要说厉害，我们说一个大人。
An adult.
跟一个小孩。
And a child.
OK， 那大人就是比较 advanced 啊，先进的。
An adult is more advanced.
你看到一个小孩的时候
，When you see a child,
你比较不会跟他计较，对不对
？You won't keep a tally.
比如说他打你一下
，If they hit you,
你可能会说啊，好可爱哦。
You will think, oh, that's so cute.
可是他如果是五岁，蛮可爱的。
If that child is 5, it's still a cute behavior.
他如果15岁
，If that child is 15,
打你一下
，and smacks you,
你可能要想一下了。
You must think.
他如果是25岁
，If he is 25,
再打你一下
，and he smacks you,
35岁打你一下
，35 and he smacks you,
我看孰可忍，孰不可忍，再也忍不住了。
Then you won't be able to withstand it.
为什么？因为你看到对方在成长。
When you're seeing the other person grow,
你就会想说他应该要知道什么东西，什么叫礼貌。
You will think they need to know what is to be polite.
好，时光倒转，就是说他就是五岁。
If you take it from the perspective that they're 5 years old,
我们大人跟孩子的关系就是一个先进的，一个是不懂的。
The adult and child's relationship is one who is knowledgeable and one that is ignorant.
你就会让他。
Then you will just let them be.
好，现在懂我意思了吗？先进的人要让低级的人。
A more advanced person needs to let go for, needs to give in to the more inferior person.
那最难难在这。
And this is the greatest challenge.
就是你明明是老板的料。
Even though you are the material to be a boss.
你只能够应征秘书。
You can only apply to be a secretary.
那我问你们，一个公司，你觉得秘书比较厉害，还是老板比较厉害
？In a company, do you think a CEO is more important, or that a secretary is more capable?
你们有看过真正专业的秘书吗
？Have you seen executive assistants?
里面哇，拿着一个 iPad， 完全知道等一下要做什么。他是 order 老板去 meeting 的。
They have their iPad and they record the schedule of, so they can order the CEO to go to their next meeting.
可是老板给他做。
But yet the CEO hires them to do their job.
你是秘书。
You're the assistant.、嗯
你知道多厉害了吗？
Do you know how capable you are?
就是你永远坐不上那个位置。
You will never sit at that seat.
但是你比他厉害。
And yet you're still more capable than he is.
这个就是男人跟女人的不同。
This is the difference between men and women.
然后真理上面告诉你说男人是头。
Moreover, the truth tells you that men are the head.
更恐怖吧？
Isn't this even more shocking?
一颗一颗的猪头，你有看过吗？一个一个都是猪头哎、欸、
，They're not very smart、
欸。为什么呢？因为脑神经少了好几条。
And the reason why men are not as smart is because they don't have that many.
在创造的时候就不知道就少那几根东西。
For some reason, when they were created, they had less cells.
左边的脑跟右边脑中间靠三条的 bundles 就在连接，好重要的三条东西。
Between the left brain and the right brain, there are three bundles that are connecting the two hemispheres.
可是呢，女人先天上在右脑上面的纹路，你有没有看过豆腐花？豆花那个纹路就哎。摇一下都是线路，他那条纹路就比男人多好多。
In a female brain, the nervous composition of the right hemisphere has a lot more pathways.
然后覆盖在豆腐花上面的那一些神经线路又比男人多好多。
And even more nerves above that layer is greater than that of a male brain.
我们现在还不知道它的原因到底为了什么。
We don't know what the reason might be for this difference.
我们只知道说他们为了要生孩子需要这些东西。
We only know that women have more advanced brains in order to give birth.
所以弟兄们，我们永远不了解在这件事情上面的感觉。
Therefore, men can never understand the feeling of having that type of brain.
因为我们不会怀孕。
Because we will never get pregnant.
那个过程我们完全不了解。
Therefore, we can't understand that process.
所以弟兄们，我们就要对姐妹们至上最高的尊敬。
For the sisters and brothers must give the greatest respect to the sisters.
可是今天弟兄很少。
But there are a few brothers here.
不能接受这个事实。
And can't accept this truth.
所以我只能讲给女生听。
I can only share this with our sisters.
因为你们也不能回家自己要尊重。
But you can't go home and ask for this respect.
通常这种课就直接讲弟兄回家练习说，太太你真的好伟大。
Usually in this class, we tell the brothers go home and practice with your wives and tell them you're awesome.
还有不同在哪里呢？
What's another difference?
它因为这么的复杂，就是它的右边这么的复杂。
Because the female brain is so complex.
它仿佛我们形容就是说，它仿佛是。他的脑就好像森林，你有看过森林吗
？A woman's brain is like a rainforest.
森林，那个森林就是说，你说有 trail 又找不到 trail， 有小路也没有，它就是密密麻麻都是树。
You can't even find trails. It's trees everywhere.
就是你们的脑。
This is your brain, sisters.
你们的脑呢
？What about male brains?
没有树。
There are no trees.
只有两条高速公路。
There's only two highways.
不能有东西的、哦。
You can't have anything else.
一挡住就不行了。
As soon as you block the highway, that's it.
因为它只能往前走。
Because a male brain can only move forward.
它不能够分神到旁边去。
It cannot be distracted and move to the side.
所以这样的脑只要遇到塞车就不 OK.
Therefore, when this type of male brain hits a traffic spot, it can't move forward.
姐妹们，你们遇到塞车 OK?
Female brains can still survive a traffic jam.
你们会想办法走 local.
A female brain will think of ways to go local.
然后绕绕绕绕又上 freeway.
And turn around until they can get back on the freeway.
弟兄只要一下到 local, 一直骂。
For a male brain, as soon as they go into the local lanes, they start arguing.
因为他觉得这条路为什么被塞住了。
Because they will keep thinking, why is this highway blocked?
所以除了这两个形象，森林跟 freeway 这样不一样之外。
Aside from the difference between a brain that is like a rainforest and a brain that is like a highway,
他们对于 dominant 的东西，就是说他要掌控的东西，这一块在弟兄的左脑上就非常的强。
Male brains, the left hemisphere of the male brains are very dominant.
那么在右边的脑上面的 feeling 啦，很多很多复杂抽象看不见的东西。 就比较没有，都是你们的了。
And in the male brain, the right hemisphere doesn't contain as many of the emotions, that women's brains have.
所以你就会看到教会只要一开讲习会，姐妹一定比弟兄多。
That's why when you see conferences at church, there regularly will be more female attendees than male ones.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他们可以同时做好几件事。
It's because women can be multitasking.
懂吗？你们的心中现在可以想很多东西。
You can be thinking of a lot of different things in your brain.
然后等一下下课十分钟，一定会再去办很多的事。
And in a 10-minute recess, you'll go do a lot of other things.
但是你们可以再冲进 chapel 继续上第三节课。
Then you can come back into chapel and go on to the third session.
弟兄只要有一件事在脑子里面。
For brothers, they only have one thing rolling in their mind.
他一定要走。
And he has to go.
所以人会很少。
So there's less people.
他会告诉你说：“我有事情，今天下午有事。”
He will tell you, "I have something to do."
那好像你没事哎。
It's almost as if women have nothing to do.
你懂吗？要问他哎，你好像没事，你事情可多呢。
Even though women have a lot of things they need to take care of.
你为什么可以撑到五点？
How come women can stay until 5 o'clock?
回家继续煮饭。
They still have to go home and cook.
对不对？还要管小孩，洗澡。
Take care of the children, shower.
你最忙哎。
You're even busier.
你可以参加。
But you can join.
他们很难。
It's very hard for men.
因为他今天下午只有一件事要去 Home Depot.
Because in their brain they have one thing to do, which is they have to go to Home Depot.
买一个插头，他整个下午可以不用进来。
They have to buy one plug, and that's the reason why they don't have to be here for the rest of the
afternoon. 买到五点回来接你。
He'll buy that one plug until 5 o'clock and come back and pick you up.
一件事。
Just the one task.
那就是我说的一件事。
Just one way.
但是他们要做头。
But they have to be the head.
难啊，难啊。
How challenging.
就是说你们今天要认知一个东西，是说神在一开始创造的时候，你们其实是高等的动物。
When we must learn is that when God created women, He made us as superior beings.
那是为了来帮助男人。
It is our creation is to help men.
那你怎么帮助？我们可以讨论。
We can discuss how you're to help them.
但是这个观念要放进去。
But we need to understand this concept.
所以你一定要在心中告诉自己，你真的比较优秀。好不好？
Therefore, in your heart, you must tell yourself you are actually more capable.
可是这句话真的不能说出来，知道吗？
Even though you cannot express this out loud.
你们只要有一天忍不住了，一出口说“我比你好”，
The moment you say it out loud and say "I'm better than you,"
他就会变猪头。
And then he will not be happy.
对，他的头就不舒服啦。Okay?
He'll feel uncomfortable.
那弟兄们，你们也是要学习。
Brothers also must learn.
什么呢？你们要真的知道，我们不优秀。
We need to learn that we're not that great.
Okay, 要先知道哈。
We need to acknowledge this.
但是你真的要听他们说话。
And you must actually listen to what the sisters have to say.
因为高等动物哈，它必须透过语言不断的放出它里面的。复杂的森林的结构发生的事情，
A superior being has to express everything that happens in that complex rainforest verbally.
刚好搭到你们的脑是不会听的。
But when they say these things, it hits a brain, a male brain that can't listen.
只要相处一久
，And when you have been together for a long time,
弟兄你们就会问他 point 是什么，重点是什么。
Men will ask the sisters, "What is your main point?"
你可知道森林结构的脑每一件事都是重点。
But the problem is that in our rainforest mind, every single point is a key point.
所以要学我。
So learn from me.
我从来不问姐妹重点是什么。
I never ask them what their main point is.
因为你只要一问。
Because the moment you ask that,
她会从头讲起。
She'll start from the beginning again.
你如果忍不住听到一半。
If you can't wait past the middle point,
你就说重点呢。
And if you say that, what's the key point?
她会哦，从头再讲起。
Then she'll like, oh, okay, I'll start back from the beginning.
所以你就知道说。他的那个过程，他的那个过程是，他每一句都是重要的。
So you must understand that every single point they make is important. It's a key point.
那些重点出来之后，讲出来之后
，And after they express these key points,
他只要你一件事
，All she wants you to do is one thing.
就是一直注意听
，Which is just listen attentively.
然后就，哦
，And then say, oh,
你辛苦了。
You work so hard.
就好了。
That's all you need to do.
只要告诉她那个感觉，你知道了。
You just need to let her know that you understand her emotions.
他们里面就 快乐高兴。
Then sisters will feel happy.
那这个是技巧。
This is a trick.
主要是让我们知道说这个脑是不一样。
The main point is that we need to know that our brains are different.
可是他们的脑的结构带来的另外一个 package 我们要认识。
But as men, we must also understand that there's a different package in the female brain.
因为神经线比较长，比较多。
Because the nerves are longer and more complex.
所以他们相对来说比较容易焦虑。
Therefore, they are able to socialize.
焦虑就是anxious.
They're actually more anxious.
那他们比较容易担心。
They also can worry more.
那这些就是他们的天性。
This is their nature.
你一直说没事没事没事，可是他里面会一直工作。
Even though you may tell them it's okay, but their brain is still circulating.
所以姐妹们在一个年纪左右的时候，会比较容易开始睡眠有困难。
At a certain age, women will find that it is difficult to fall asleep.
那你就会看到他们就一直很容易睡，拱拱叫，对不对？
And you will notice the men continue to snore.
因为他的脑不太一样。
Because the brain is different.
那对这个认识是要帮助我们说，从这样的一个结构里面，我们其实在很小的时候，我们的父母就开始教我们了。
This understanding helps us because it shows us that even when we were young, our parents were teaching us.
那我们的父母教我们的时候，我们刚才在一开始就有说到说，他们也有先天不足的地方。
We learned at the beginning when we learned from our parents, they were already lacking.
所以我们很年轻的时候，其实学到了很多从父母来的东西。
When we were so young, we learned many things from our parents.
那些东西包括了我列在上面的四件事情。
And these things we learned from our parents include four items.
但是这些东西只是一个理论。
This is just a concept.
它主要是要帮助我们说，它怎么样 affect 到我们的日常生活的里面来。
This is only to help us understand how it affects our daily lives.
比如说，一个人他之所以里面会有很多的害怕、否定、跟强迫、跟扭曲的信念，为什么有这些呢？
We can think why a person has fear, denial, impulsive coping system, hostile or distorted beliefs.
它是整个从一开始从婴儿时期一直到六岁左右所被影响出来的东西。
And all of these factors will come from what they experienced when they were an infant all the way till the time they were 6 years old.
那这个影响呢，已经因为是六岁之前，我们自己没有记忆力。
Because this impact occurred before they were age 6, we have no memory of it.
所以我们大部分会不容易察觉，知道说原来我的人的性格里面有这其中的一两件事。
Because we can't recall them, we don't know that we have one of these four experiences.
所以我们只能够从生活里面去发现它。
It is only in our daily lives that we can discover them.
我们就举一些例子来聊天讨论。
And let's select some examples for discussion.
如果我们到现在这个年纪，
if up until this age,
比如说我们现在有孩子了，
if we have children,
我们想要教我们的孩子，
and we want to instruct our children,
如果我们看重的很多东西是，比如说，他未来的职业，
we care about their career.
那我们会担心他外表长得好不好看。
We care about their physical appearance.
我们会想说他以后是不是一个成功的人。
We care about their future success.
就是说我们如果是比较担心跟专注在 这些事情上，外面的东西。
If we focus on the superficial outer elements,
我们就属于归类在我们对于外在的东西是要完美的。
Then we are grouped under the category that wants the outer things to be perfect.
对，我们要一个很像 ideal 的东西，一个完美的东西。
We want to have an ideal.
那这个 ideal 我们把它全部是放在外面。
And all of these, this idealism is focused on the exterior.
所以你要问自己哦。
And we need to ask ourselves.
如果你真的要学，
if you really want to learn,
你要问自己，我有没有这样的一个情况？
We should ask ourselves if this is the case.
那这个情况带出来的东西，就是在第一件事情上面，我们的害怕。
And this will lead to fear.
就是说，你本身不知道你原来里面是害怕的。
We may not realize that we have this fear.
可是同你对外面的要求。
But when we have these expectations.
比如说你要求配偶。
We expect this of our spouse.
你的工作要像个样子。
That your work needs to be a certain way.
你要赚多一点钱。
You need to make more money.
你想要有车子。
You need to have a car.
这都不是坏事哦。
These are not bad things.
我们现在只是要练习说我们的里面是什么。
But we are trying to understand what is within us.
我们才能够去谈婚姻。
Then we can talk about marriage.
不然的话，我们就带着这个进来，对方也带着一个东西进来。
But if we each bring in our baggage,
所以就会一直的有问题，有 conflict 在里面。
We will face conflicts.
所以第一个就是说，我们是不是一个看重外面的人？
First, let us ask ourselves if we care about external appearances.
而且那个看重是十分很重要的看重它。
And we care very much about these appearances.
Okay, 所以这是第一种。
This is the first type.
那第二种。
The second type.
有一种的就是会常常的想要讨别人的欢心 ，pleasing。
Are the groups that try to please others？
一直会希望是一个中间人，让大家都能够很 please、很 peace 这样子。
They want to be the center of attention and to please everyone。
那这样的人进到婚姻的时候，就一样会有这个情况。
This will also be brought into their marriage。
就是会一直觉得说，我只要一直的讨好他。让他高兴，那我就高兴。
This person will feel that as long as I please my spouse, then I will be happy.
那本来是一件好事。
And this may have been a good idea.
可是里面的东西，因为我们没有认识他，所以我们就会 miss 掉一些东西。
We don't understand what is going on internally. We will miss something.
那在这个情况底下，其实是觉得说我比配偶，我的 spouse 的价值比较少，因为我要一直讨好他。
The reason for this is because we feel less than or inferior to our spouses, so we want to please them.
就比较没有价值。
We feel of lesser value.
这一些东西，如果你看到更上一代的，比较容易看见。
We may be able to see this in our older generation.
所以你就会看见有文化上面的影响也在里面。
There is a cultural influence.
那提这些就是说提醒大家，就有这些我们看得见的生活的情况。
This is to remind us of real life examples.
第三种
The third type.
就是会看见配偶还没看见的事情，然后就开始担心的。
This person can see what the spouse hasn't seen yet and worry about them.
这种人会一直想要尽力的去改变对方。
They will want to change the other person.
就是说他为什么不会更好一点呢
？They will think, why doesn't this person just improve?
我都看见了，你怎么会没看见呢
？I've already seen this flaw. Why have you not seen it yourself?
这个是很 common 很简单的事，你怎么会不知道呢
？This is such a common factor. How come you don't see it?
那这个东西，这样的人通常也会同时的顾虑他原生家庭的兄弟姐妹跟父母的好跟不好。
This person will also consider the good and bad traits of their siblings and parents.
就是你的弟弟、你的舅舅，如果有什么情况，你也是很着急的。
If your family or relatives have a situation, you will also feel very worried and anxious.
所以有时候配偶会一直搞不懂说，到底是跟你结婚，还是跟你后面的那一群人结婚。
That's why the spouse will not be sure if they marry just the spouse or the whole family.
这个就是另外的一种。
This is another style.
那这一种就是在他童年的时候，六岁之前的时候，他其实有很多的伤心在里面。
This type of person had a lot of wounds before he was age six.
那我们这样子介绍，不是要你说去认识说，哦，我就是这样的人，那怎么办？我好可怜，不是。
We introduce these concepts not to say that we're very pitiful.
而是要从你现在看到黑板上的四件事情去想真理怎么样教我们。
But rather to think from the perspective of truth.
因为真理的东西只要进来
，Because when truth comes in,
它所有这些负面的东西，它会被盖住。
All of these negative factors will be covered.
但是它盖住之后，不是说它不见了。
But when they are covered, they do not disappear.
你们有看过小孩子玩躲猫猫吗
？Have you seen people, kids play hide and seek?、
他们只要没看见，就是躲好了。
They think that if
对不对
they can't see, then they're hidden.
他们的脚还在外面。
Even if their feet are still showing.
他会说好了好了。
And they'll say, yeah, I'm hiding.
你怎么抓他
？How do you catch them?
假装抓不到，对不对
？You pretend that you can't catch them.
所以他就觉得说我躲得真好。
They will feel I hid very well.
那所以盖住的东西，有时候不是因为真实已经盖住了，是还会看得见。
Sometimes those things that are covered can still be seen.
那些东西就是神要我们在刚刚第一节课进到那个房间的时候，没有地方躲的时候，每一天每一天跟神建立关系。
Those things that are covered must be dealt with in that room where there is no hiding place, and so that we can build a relationship with God every day.
因为神要帮助我们拿掉这四件事。
Because God wants to help us remove these four things.
可是如果神今天出声音告诉你说，
But if God speaks to you today,
姐妹，你的里面有害怕，
and says, sister, you have fear,
我们就会说，没有耶，我真的没有害怕。
We will say that we don't have it.
为什么？因为其中有一个就是否定，有没有？
Because there's something called denial.
你有没有看见神在跟亚当跟夏娃说话的时候？
Do you remember when God was speaking to Adam and Eve?
你有看见这里面的东西吗？
Did you see these four things?
有。
You did.
那神怎么帮他？
How did God help them?
出去。
Go out.
离开伊甸园。
Depart from the Garden of Eden.
为什么？
Why?
要从那样的过程里面重新去体会神。
It is through that process that you can experience God once more.
所以我们今天也是这样。
This is the same for us today.
他要我们进到一个不能躲避的地方，叫做婚姻。
God wants us to enter this place we cannot hide from called marriage.
从那边重新认识自己跟认识神。
And in this place, we come to a knowledge of ourselves and of God.
现在假如我们回想自己觉得自己还不错，
If we think of ourselves as pretty good,
或是我还不错，比我的配偶好一些，
Or that we think we're actually better than our spouses,
小心，那是因为我们的眼睛有残障。
We should be careful because that means that we have a blind spot.
所以婚姻是逼迫我们，让我们改变的地方。
Marriage is a place that forces us to change.
它让你完全不能够隐藏。
It is a place where you truly cannot hide.
这是在婚姻里面很宝贵的事情。
And this is a precious element of what? Of marriage.
因为这个的面对要直接连上耶稣基督跟我们的关系。
Because those things we face within marriage are directly connected to our relationship with Christ.
这样就公平了吧？
This is why it's fair.
不然你一直觉得人家娶那个比较好，有没有？那个嫁的比较好，有没有？
Or we may say, oh, that person got married to a better person.
有没有？好像你们家那个是最不好的。
Or you will think that your spouse is the worst.
你常常都会觉得隔壁那一家比较好，有没有？
You'll think the spouse in another household is better.
可是现在很公平了。
But now you realize it's all fair.
回到房间的时候，
When you return to that room,
你们没有地方躲。
There's no place to hide.
你要自己面对配偶，自己面对神。
You have to directly face your spouse and face God.
因为我们里面有四件残障的事情。
Because we have four disabilities within us.
只有放进婚姻，才有办法改变。
It is only through marriage that we can change these.
你觉得婚姻好吗？
Is marriage good?
哇，不敢讲，很好。
It is very good.
因为你要面对神。
Because you come face to face with God.
你今天如果不能面对配偶，
If you cannot face your spouse,
你没有办法面对神。
Then you cannot face God.
一定要记得。
Remember this.
难就难在这里。
This is a challenge.
好，所以呢，你就会刚刚我们说的那一种会为了配偶想事情的，就是说你。我看到你怎么没看到这样的心情的人比较容易陷入焦虑。
Those people who are always thinking and worrying about their spouses are very anxious.
第四种。
There's a fourth type.
很会牺牲的。
It's very sacrificial.
现在这些本来都是好事哦。
These are all good things at the beginning.
而且你都可以用圣经来套住你自己说，你看都是我在牺牲，都是我在忍耐哦。
You can even use the Bible to support that you're the one sacrificing and enduring.
那我们现在要讲的是更下面的东西，是你心里面本身就有状况，本身就残障了。
Now we're discovering that there is a disability in place.
只是刚好这一节圣经你觉得哦，用在我身上就在形容我。
It just happened that you plugged in this Bible verse to describe yourself.
那我们就容易不长进。
Then you can't improve.
因为你已经做到了。
Because you've already done it.
可是婚姻不是只有这件事。
But marriage is not supposed to just grow this one place.
婚姻还叫你要去跟你的另一半去 enjoy.
Marriage also teaches us to go and enjoy it with the other half.
会牺牲的配偶。 没有办法 enjoy， 要小心。
A person who knows how to sacrifice might not know how to enjoy.
只要你老公还是你老婆约你去什么地方，你就觉得说啊，那个我没兴趣。
If your spouse invites you to go to this place, and you'll say, "I am not interested."
可是你可以牺牲哦。
But you can sacrifice.
所以你只做了一个东西。
You just did one thing.
那这样的情节，这样的人，是因为在更小的时候也是一样经历过伤痛。
The reason a person becomes the sacrificial is because they were wounded when they were little.
那很会牺牲的人哦，你注意，他本身周遭的朋友也不是很多。
The person who is willing to sacrifice will not have many friends.
我现在说的朋友是可以真心讲心里话的朋友，弟兄姐妹。
What I mean by friends is those you can actually speak to from the heart.
因为会怕。
Because of fear.
明明你牺牲是好事，有什么好怕的？
Even though you are sacrificing, why should you fear?
但是只能讲到一个地步。
But you can only speak to one level.
我的婚姻感谢主。还好，不错。
Just to say, my marriage is very good, thank God.
他明明就一直在牺牲啊。
Even though that person is already sacrificing.
可是他不能够讲我在牺牲。
But he cannot or she cannot say that they're sacrificing.
你就会发现说，这当中，哎，明明有好的东西，怎么就又扭曲了呢？
Even though it started off good, why was it corrupted?
那这四件事情就是我们在这一节课想要介绍出来，它是从很小的时候发生的事情。
And we're interested in the concept that these four disabilities happen when you're still very young.
所以到了等一下第三节课的时候，我们就要说我们是怎么样去学来的。
When we get to the third class, we'll learn how we acquire these.
那学来之后，我们又怎么样再教出去？
And after we learned it, how do we pour it out?
意思是说，真理的东西其实明明在我们懂事之后介入了。
In other words,
我们对真理明明就已经被真理 intervene 进来。
Oh, and truth had already intervened.
那 truth 一进来之后，明明你所有的一些信念会跟着改变。
Then when truth is inserted, then all of our concepts will start changing.
可是现在我们领受东西，再去教孩子。
But what we receive, we teach our children.
我们领受东西跟配偶相处。
What we receive from interacting with our spouses.
为什么这么多的问题？
Produces many problems. Why is that?
应该真理进来了。
Generally, when truth is inserted.
诶，怎么问题还这么多？
Why are there still so many problems?
所以真理有问题吗？
Does that mean the truth has problems?
耶稣要求太多吗？
Does the Lord have too many expectations?
标准太高吗？
Are the guidelines too high?
主，你都不知道我有多苦吗？
Lord, you don't even know how bad I have it.
所以你会一直 question 这件事情。
You keep questioning this problem.
那同时你在婚姻里面相处。
And while you are interacting within your marriage.
问题越来越多。
The problem grows and grows.
一直到后来没有话可以讲。
Until you have nothing else to say to each other.
你会发现这个问题。
Have you discovered?
普遍现在存留在教会里。
This is a very common problem within the church.
我们每一个人跟耶稣的关系都非常之好。
Every person has a great relationship with the Lord.
可是没有办法跟家人。
But can't interact with the family members.
最重要是没有办法跟配偶。
Most importantly, they can't interact with their spouse.
不到两句话就没有办法再下去了。
They can only speak two phrases before they start arguing.
所以我们要学。
We need to learn.
我们要学很多的东西。
We need to learn many things.
我们要先认识，就是自己在里面其实有四件事情扭曲在当中。
We need to first learn that there are these four disabilities that are interacting within us.
那是我们学来的。
It's something we learned.
可是耶稣帮助我们。
But the Lord helped us.
进到婚姻。
To enter into marriage.
我们要感谢。
We should thank God.
如果没有婚姻，
that without marriage,
我们不容易认识自己。
We would not be able to know ourselves.
你如果只有在教会同工，
if we only work within the church,
几乎没有办法认识自己。
There would be no way to know ourselves.
只有进到婚姻里面，
it is only through marriage,
你会看见你是谁，
that we can see ourselves.
你会看见有很多的东西为什么你做不到。
We will realize why we can't achieve many of the things we do.
你想要爱，为什么你说不出来？
Even though we want to love, why can't we say it?
有没有很多人都这样跟我们讲，对不对？
Many will say this.
哦，我真的非常爱我的孩子。
I really love my children.
我说，那你有告诉他，
Have you told them that you love them?
不用讲了，用看的就知道了。
You don't have to say it. They'll see it.
这是谁教的？
Who taught us that?
圣经有这样教你吗？
Did the Bible say that?
想一想看哦，自己发明的哦。
This is something we made up ourselves.
然后就当成是黄金律例这样子去 implement.
But we take this as a great advice and implement it.
刚刚那一节圣经说，你只要用别的东西取代神的话，你会愁苦。
Remember in that verse earlier that as long as we replace God with anything else, we will find sorrow.
你看我们的神哈。
Let's think about God.
他说他是我们的新郎。
He is.
新郎 ，bride.
Oh, he's our bride. He's our groom.
那他怎么跟我们说话？你有没有发现
？How does he speak to us?
你去看耶利米书。
If you read the book of Jeremiah.
以赛亚书。
Or Isaiah.
他说我用无比的爱爱你。
He says with an immeasurable love, I have loved you.
他说你。遇到火的时候，我挡在前面。
When you come upon fire, I am blocking it.
你遇到水淹没的时候，我站在下面。
When you are being inundated by water, I am beneath you.
你看他怎么跟我们说话
？How does he speak to us?
这就是他 demo 给我们看，什么叫做你嘴巴说的爱。
He is demonstrating what love is.
今天我们所有的爸爸妈妈，你有办法跟你的配偶讲这些话吗？
Today, for our dads and moms, can we speak these same words to our spouse?
不啦，我们都不用讲，我们都不用讲这个啦。
I don't have to say this.
我们都用对看的。
We just look at each other.
这么深奥哦。
This is so profound.
看眼睛就知道后面在想什么。
As soon as they see us, they know what we're thinking.
你可以去算命。
You can fortune tell.
对啊，怎么会坐在家里而已？
You don't need to stay at home if you could do this. Read minds.
你一定有更好的工作嘛。
You would have a better job.
因为你用看的就会看出来。
Because as soon as you see them,
我跟你讲，看不出来的。
But I tell you, you can't see this.
而且两年之后越看越讨厌。
And after 2 years, the more you see them, the more you hate them.
加上他如果有一些其他的习惯。
Or if they have other habits.
你简直就觉得你嫁错人了。
You will think that you married the wrong person.
对不对？那几年之后你就要忍啊。
After a few years, you need to endure.
因为道理出来了。
Because truth has come forth.
主耶稣要祝福你们，祝福。
The Lord wants to bless you.
你就在这边一小时祝福吗
？You sit here for 1 hour and be blessed.
回家的路上就不行了，就吵了。
But then when you go home, you're arguing.
对不对？所以你就会发现说，我们为什么知道，但是又做不到，知道又不能做，就是因为有那个什么残障。
This is why we may know what to do, but we can't do it because of our disability.
所以呢，我们这个要练习很长的时间。
We need to train in this for a long time.
他没有办法透过两节课、三节课啊，回家就 OK， 不是的。
There's no way to change this over 2 classes.
他是在房子里面不能够隐藏的房子里面的婚姻里面，每一天每一天去学的。
It is within the room that is marriage that we learn it day by day.
好，我们这一节课先介绍这样。
Now this concludes our introduction for this session.
我们还有第三节课。
We have a 3rd session.
我们休息一下。
Let's rest for a few minutes.
一起默祷。
Pray in silence.
阿们，我们休息到4:10。
We will have a recess until 4:10.